Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, Kristen, it is go time, girl. It is go time. This is the last time. We agreed yesterday that you take a swipe at this, because at some point you have to look at the mirror in the mirror and say, this is who I am, not who I want to be.
I don't have the best track record when it comes to matchmaking. And by track record, I mean I have never once made a successful match between two individuals.
And from what I've heard, the matches that you are making are not just not successful, but like astronomically horrible. Yeah. I had somebody DM me that was like, yeah, back in 2018, Kristen set me up. He turned out to be gay. So there we go. Wow.
I think the word you're looking for is disastrous.
Disastrous would be.
And good for you for setting them up so he could finally live his authentic life.
You know what? You're welcome. That's a true ally.
Thank you.
I've always considered myself an ally.
The ally that doesn't know she's an ally is the most impressive ally.
But can I not get some kudos for never giving up?
Nah, sometimes you gotta let it go.
No, Jim Valvano said, don't give up. Don't ever give up.
What happened to him?
Don't do that.
Herbert Weiss.
What did happen to him?
Thank God Tommy's not here.
He would be so mad at you. No, absolutely not.
He gave up.
Oh. No, he did not give up.
He did not give up.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
That's awful. Okay.
Sir.
I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. No. Anything can happen this morning. I'm sorry.
Here's what happened. You are dark today. You need to check your darkness at the door. Because what happens is when there's a huge win for Bert's Big Adventure and you're writing this like altruistic high, you feel like you can balance it out with some darkness and you need to stop.
It was such a positive night last night that I must add to darkness today. Okay.
Is that not his MO?
Yes, absolutely.
When he does something really good, he's like, now I can be back.
Must get dark.
All right. Anyway, I am determined that this will be the match of all matches. The most successful and only successful match I have ever made in my matchmaking career. It's time we find Abby a man.
Man, this is the toughest assignment to go out on.
Go big or go home, baby.
Right, to risk it all on Abby's dating life, you are really taking a chance.
Who cares if I've never been able to match two people successfully? That's not going to stop me from attempting to find Abby the man of her dreams. And what happened last night is I sent a text to Abby, to Cassie, and to Rebecca.
And to every man you know.
No. I said, hey, yeah. Here's my idea for the matchmaking bit tomorrow, because Abby and I were supposed to come up with the game plan. I presented my ask that I want to find her perfect mate, but of course I wanted her blessing to do so, because she says she has sworn off dating for 6 months, and I'm like, let me make it worse.
Listen, this is no bit. This is matching somebody we care about a lot of with her future man.
No, see,
this is not a bit.
Yeah,
this is her life.
So in my mindset, when I have tried to be a matchmaker, and it's never gone right. However, my bits on the radio tend to be pretty damn good.
Well, we've done this on the radio a couple of times and they haven't.
You got me there.
That's called revisionist history.
Anyway, here's my idea to match Abby up with her perfect mate. We will have guys submit themselves at theburtshow.com. They must upload a photo.
Must.
Cass, I told her when the bit was scheduled, asked if the page could be ready to go. Cassie, is the page ready to go?
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, it is.
All right, pause. Men, stop. Listen. Do not go to the page yet. Because there are parameters that I requested of Abby.
This has never mattered. Never. You tell a guy, like, she's looking for somebody 32 and younger, and 58-year-old guys go, well, I'm young at heart. Yeah. And then they go ahead and they apply.
Well, here's the difference. This year, if you do that, you're getting called out.
Ooh.
Ooh, we can roast them?
Yes.
This is about time also.
Yes, yes. Okay. Right?
Yes.
Like, so if she gives parameters, because I said, I want... You have an age parameter, height. I know you prefer a man with no kids. Like, make me a list of parameters. And also, what?
Like a wish list?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you should.
No, and I was then, just looking at the clock.
And then a list of qualities you're looking for, right? And so this year, because we have noticed in the past that men typically, oh, I'm the catch. It doesn't matter if I don't fit into the parameters.
I'm
I know
the
she's,
exception.
Right. Right? They are the exception.
Mm-hmm.
To all my exceptions, I will call you out if you submit and you are not within the parameters.
There's
okay?
no rounding up or rounding down
no.
because if Abby says that she's looking for a guy that's 34 or whatever, in the past, guys have rounded up to, like I said, like 41. You guys don't round up really well. So it must be right within these parameters. Not a day over, not a day less, exactly what we're looking for this to work.
All right. So, Abby, what are your parameters?
I feel like these are very reasonable parameters. 35 and under.
Okay.
No kids. You must be employed. Even if it's at Burger King, totally fine. Just have a job. If you're not local to Atlanta, you gotta be open to long distance and be willing to put in the work for that.
You're willing to do that?
Yeah, I think so. For the right guy, I'll FaceTime. I'll fly out. I'm not desperate. It's fine. you gotta be monogamous. You must be a man with man parts. You can't be in a turkey trot family. I'm not running marathons on Thanksgiving. Can't be allergic to cats. And yeah, that's really it. That's the bar.
Okay.
All right. Those are solid parameters, which will be listed. So, you know, now what are five qualities you're looking for in your optimal mate?
Okay. I love a dry sense of humor. I don't do goofy. So somebody who's like really kind of dry and sarcastic. Love that. I'm very neurotic. So I need someone who's very easygoing, level-headed, secure, not too much of a hothead. I'm also looking for someone with a similar lifestyle. I work out every day. I like to be very active. I like to travel. So somebody who's kind of on their feet. Somebody who's not overly adventurous. I don't want anybody to like want to go skydiving with me.
Or hiking.
Or hiking.
That's overly adventurous.
I don't do nature.
Okay.
And then the last one, which is historically been hard for me, is somebody who's open, not necessarily, this isn't like a hard rule, but somebody who's open to not having kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to take that dream away from you, but yeah.
All right. Let's take one more minute here, Kristen, just to rattle all those off again, because dudes weren't even listening probably the first time. So you want to do these one more time, these parameters?
I don't have them. She has
under
them.
35, no kids, cannot be allergic to cats, got to be have a dry sense of humor, similar lifestyle, want you to work out, and open to not having kids, and don't make me go skydiving with you.
There's not a height requirement, because you're constantly saying that.
No, I mean, I joke about that, but listen, at this rate, I can't have these kinds. I can't have this long of a list.
All right, so go ahead to theburtshow.com and submit. You cannot submit on somebody else's behalf. I will call you out for that as well. You have to be the person that is interested in Abby. You need to have the gonads to go to theburtshow.com and submit yourself. And then I will go through them all with a fine-tooth comb and find the man of your dreams.
Yeah, filter out the hot ones. Yeah.
This is clearly about Kristen winning and not Abby finding someone.
At the end of the text I sent, I said, go team, get Abby a man. And get Kristen a W.
Two things can be true.
And we agree again. This is a verbal contract. If this one doesn't work out, last time we spend any time at all on The Burt Show, you setting up anybody.
I will never.
Agree to that.
Do it. I will never do it again.
Okay.
I will never, ever, ever attempt to match somebody again.
It's a verbal contract.
It's a lot on the line.
All right. Mm-hmm. If you fail and you try this again, we can all sue you.
Get it. The Burt Show.